Thank you, Heather. As she mentioned, I'm Amy Sanders, and before I start, I want to just thank my collaborators, one of which is Abdul Sheikh, Brad Hesse, and Connie Dresser, who helped me develop Informatics for Consumer Health, the website, and Sylvia Cho. So why Informatics for Consumer Health? What is it? There have been a lot of sessions on consumer health. We have one, obviously, here today, which I'm speaking on. And I think just to provide a little bit of background information, Abdul did a great job of explaining the High Tech Act and meaningful use. But I just wanted to add one more clarification, or not clarification, but just expand upon the High Tech Act. What really was revolutionary because it marked a time for, the rapid adoption of electronic medical records by the year 2015. And this is a very exciting time because before this, there was no infrastructure, and the Office of the National Coordinator was tasked, as Abdul mentioned, with the to develop the infrastructure. And the director, the coordinator for the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, David Blumenthal, said this is a turning point for electronic health records in America and for improved quality and effectiveness in healthcare. And why? What's the big picture? Well, over the next 10 years, $27 billion, it's projected, will be paid out in incentive payments. And a lot of different health information technologies will be tethered to electronic medical records. And we're going to have to engage a community across sectors to think about, to engage in a discussion about some of these issues to ensure that the consumer voice isn't lost. And so that's what the National Cancer Institute did last year in November of 2009. And we held a summit, the Informatics for Consumer Health Summit, and the Office of the National Coordinator was one of our partners. And the goals were to forge partnerships, stimulate developments, and to contribute to the knowledge base of Informatics for Consumer Health, which, as you know, it's a rapidly evolving field. So it was a very exciting summit. If you weren't there, I'm sorry, but we came up with a wonderful website so that you can visit, and I'm going to talk to you about that today. And in order to maintain some of the momentum from the summit, here are some of the steps that we took. Okay, first, we developed the Informatics for Consumer Health Alert Service, which it's a monthly e-newsletter, and we started off with the subscribers from the Informatics for Consumer Health Summit, which was 200, and we expanded that out, and now we have over 400 subscribers to the Alert Service. And what that does is it's a monthly update, so this is current journal articles, funding opportunities, web articles, and events in the field of informatics for consumer health. So if we send out the alert service in October, we have journal articles. We have all of the resources from the previous month. So it's very, very up to date and current. And I'm going to keep coming back to this idea of a collaborative community. And really what we want to do is keep sending out information to this community to update them on what the new information is. And then another thing that we were doing at this same time, which I will put another plug in for, is the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, which Abdul is one of the editors for. And how this links with the summit is several submissions to the journal to the special issue came from the summit, the Informatics for Consumer Health Summit. And this had to do with panel sessions, breakout sessions, commentary, so please look for that. And we had this alert service, we had the journal, several knowledge products and collaborations, partnerships that were coming out of the summit, and we really needed a hub, an information center for people to go to, a one-stop shop for this evolving landscape of informatics for consumer health. And so we decided to develop an online information hub. which is informaticsforconsumerhealth.org. And I will just briefly explain it, and I encourage you to go to it. And the reason that I encourage you to go to it is to really be a part of this collaborative community to help build the knowledge base. That's what this website is all about. We started at the summit. We didn't want the discussion to die there. And so if you look at the website, that's how this website was built. It was built to create a dialogue. If you'll see in the resource tab, that's all of the resources that I mentioned earlier: journal articles, funding opportunities, events, web articles. The participate button, we took it a step further and we added electronic forms. So we sent out a request for information through the Federal Register, calling on stakeholders across sectors. That's healthcare, IT, advocacy, research, and government. So we call on individuals to submit their own resources to help build the knowledge base. So for instance, if you have a journal article that you just published about smoking cessation using information technology, we want to hear about it. Why do we want to hear about it? Because we have over 400 subscribers and we want to send it out through our alert service. And we've also just launched, you'll see in the top right hand corner, we've launched a LinkedIn group about two months ago, and we have around 200 people in this group, and it's also a way to post your journal articles or any opportunity that you have, really. And the reason why we started this LinkedIn group is we wanted people to also have the networking function. So we have all of these resources. The idea is to pair researchers and developers together to come up with, to stimulate more research, but obviously to stimulate development of evidence-based, user-centered products. So that's what the LinkedIn group is about. I encourage you to go and join it and join the discussion. And then I'll also just mention one more thing is we have a blog. It's an expert blog, just to keep up with notes from the field. So look for that, and you'll see it. We have the 2010 mHealth Summit, which is happening right now, which was our last expert blog. So just again, to drive home the point of fostering the collaborative community, and what we're trying to do is we're pushing out information through as many channels as we can. And still, I think the question is, so what, why, what does this have to do with cancer? And I was fortunate enough to be a part of one of the early collaborations. And this was a collaboration from the Informatics for Consumer Health Summit. And it's you'll see the Lombardi Cancer Center, the National Cancer Institute, and GE Healthcare IT were part of this. So that's research, IT, and healthcare. And there was a need for to address symptom management in pediatric oncology patients. And so what we did was we went into the Lombardi Cancer Center and helped identify opportunities to improve workflow. And we have a paper submitted to a journal and a proof of concept coming down the line. So this just illustrates how we are building up the knowledge base, the evidence base, and we're also coming up with a product for development. And it really is, we really are trying to, build on health information technology, but solve real problems, not develop shiny tools. So. And since everybody else is doing it, I'll put in a plug for myself. I'm going to encourage, if you have something that you're working on, to help us really connect the dots. To participate, you can come online and you can go to the Participate tab and enter in any one of the resources that you have. Be a pioneer in informatics for consumer health. It is rapidly evolving, but we need you to help build the knowledge base.